What's the matter, Mrs. Winslow? Is my bra strap showing?
What isn't showing? Come on in.
Is Laura ready for the party?
Yeah, hold on a second. Laura! Maxine's here!
Coming!
Oh, girl, that's a great dress. Can I borrow it sometime?
Sure.
After I'm dead.
Well, bye, Mrs. Winslow.
Oh, Ma. Huh? Can I stay out a little past curfew tonight?
Well, let me think. No.
Ma.
Laura, why must we go through this every time you get ready to go out?
But, Mom, the party really doesn't get started until 11.
But your curfew is at 12. Not a minute later. So party hardy for an hour. Besides, bet you Maxine doesn't stay out past her curfew.
I don't have a curfew.
I don't care what Maxine does. She's not my daughter. You are. And you're not staying out past curfew. End of story. I saw that young lady.
Wow. She is good.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
Harriet, is everything all set?
What are you talking about?
Harriet, tonight, my new boss, Captain Savage, is coming for dinner.
Oh, honey, just relax. Dinner's on the stove and everything is set.
Okay, maybe you should run upstairs and get dressed.
I am dressed.
And you look fantastic. I'm sorry, honey. I'm just a little nervous tonight. This dinner could be my ticket to a big promotion.
Honey, just relax. Everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I should just relax and enjoy it. Oh, my God, he's here. He's here. Captain, welcome to my humble abode.
I'd see it better from the inside.
Oh, yes, yes, please, come inside, sir, come inside.
Well, nice digs, Winslow.
Thank you, Captain.
You're not on the take, are you?
Sir, may I say that I cannot tell you what a treat it is. No, make that an honor. No. Make that a privilege it is to have you join us for dinner.
Winslow, you're sucking up.
Sorry, sir.
Don't be. I like a good sucker-upper.
Harriet, this is Captain Savage. Captain Savage, this is my lovely wife, Harriet.
How do you do?
Hello, Savage?
Yes, Savage. Suits me, don't you think? After all, I'm the roughest, toughest cop on the force. But please, call me by my first name.
What's that?
Marion. You're very pretty. You must have married Carl when he was handsome.
Yes, I did. Have a seat.
Here, I brought you to a gift. Brazilian Gorgonzola.
Oh, He brought us cheese. We love cheese.
Hey, what can I say? I consider it that way.
So, Captain Savage, is there a Mrs. Savage?
No way. I couldn't settle down. I disappoint too many women. No, I'm single by popular demand. I have three passions in life: women, work, and golf.
Golf, the sport of kings and captains.
You play golf, Winslow?
Do I play golf? Do I play golf? Everybody in the room who plays golf, raise your hands. Go on, Harry. Tell him how much I play golf.
Oh, yes, he plays golf like I've never seen. Well, now, if you two will excuse me, I'll just go on back here and check on them.
So, Winslow, what do you say we take in 18 holes of golf tomorrow?
Oh, geez, sir, I don't know. I'm having my putter reputted.
Oh, nonsense. Nonsense, I'll pick you up at 8.
I'll be waiting outside at 7.
You know something? All this talking about golf has made me thirsty. Who do I have to promote to get a drink around here?
Promote? Well, that would be me, sir.
Do I smell cheese?
Unbelievable!
I pay homage to good fromage.
It's always a pleasure to meet a fellow cheese lover. Are you a member of the Chicago Cheese Club?
My card carrying. Nothing puts me in a mood better than a hunk of gouda.
Tweedledum, Tweedledee, I'm styling when I have my breed.
Promise I'll remind you, mustering is Swiss. Cheese lovers shake hands just like this.
Sir, I didn't know what you wanted to drink, so I brought you Steve.
Well, you didn't bring me, I brought myself.
Winslow, you didn't tell me you have a friend who's a fellow brother of the cheese?
Oh, well, I guess it slipped my mind, sir.
Oh, I like the cut of his jib. It's an unusually shaped jib, but I like it just the same.
You do, sir? Well, we're always happy to see Steve drop by.
Well, good. Why doesn't he join us for golf tomorrow?
Oh, I'd love to.
I insist.
Dinner's ready.
Hey, kid, want to stay for dinner?
Oh, sure, Cappy.
So tell me, have you ever tried Gouda Swirl?
Try it? Why, I make it.
I cannot believe you showed up at the party and looking like that.
Trust me, young lady. What I look like is the least of your worries.
How could you do this to me, Ma?
Do this to you? You know perfectly well you were supposed to be home by midnight.
Mom, I told you, I lost track of time. Why are you freaking out like this?
Because we have rules, Laura. And as long as you're living under my roof, you better abide by them.
Mom, do you have any idea how humiliated I was tonight? Everyone was staring.
None of this would have happened if you had come home on time.
Mom, none of this would have happened if you just stopped treating me like a child.
Treating you like a child? I'll stop treating you like a child when you stop acting like a child. Now go to bed. You're grounded for a month.
I'll never forgive you for this, Mom. Never.
Nothing like starting the day with a good hearty breakfast. Thanks for greeting, Winslow.
Hey, my pleasure, sir. Especially since you forgot your wallet.
Don't you just hate when that happens?
I sure do.
Emily, no! Big guy, Marianne! Hi, David! Huh? That should be work.
Why not? You've hit everything else.
Fiddlesticks. You guys don't mind if I take a mulligan, do you?
No, sir. We insist.
Ha! That's more like it.
Boy, I really whacked that one. Hey, Steve, can you see my ball?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, where is it? Practice swing.
That's one. Nice shot. Why don't you just pick it up and throw it? You're up, kid.
I'm getting gumdrops.
Oh, would you please just hit the ball?
Well, if you're going to rush me. Over.
Why, you want to finish me off?
Thank you.
going to chapter 12?
We don't have to.
You still mad at your mom?
What do you think? I'll never live down what she did to me.
What did she do that was so bad?
You were there. She had the nerve to yank me out of the party, and on top of that, she wore curlers in a row.
Yeah, someday that'll be a funny story.
Not soon, though. You are so lucky, Max. Your mother never butts into your life.
Laura, you have no idea how lucky you are. I got home at 3 a.m. from the party, and you know who was waiting up on me?
Who?
No one. No one was worrying about me or asking why I was so late. No one cared, Laura. No one cared at all. You know, so instead of complaining so much about how mean your mother is, you should appreciate the fact that she cares about you. Because you know what? I would trade places with you in a hot second.
It's your putt, Marion.
This place is like a jungle. Don't they have a modus grass? Well.
Carl, have you noticed that Marion has been augmenting his luck all day?
Oh, yeah, I've noticed.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly what I've been doing. Absolutely nothing.
But cheating's wrong.
Steve, who is he hurting? I mean, look, Steve, if you want to get ahead in life, sometimes you just got to play along.
Well, I can understand a little butt-kissing at the dinner table, but this is revolting. Why, you've abandoned every shred of dignity.
Listen, Steve.
Hey. It's up to you. Handle it the way you see fit. After all, you're the one that's going to have to live with yourself.
Oops. Hey, it's closer than I thought.
Sir, I believe that you kicked your ball closer to the hole.
I did?
Well, yes, sir. Actually, you know, your ball has moved several times today without the club even touching it.
What are you saying, Winslow?
Well, sir, I'm saying that, well, that you're cheating, sir.
I'm what?
Cheating, sir. And I believe that that's wrong. Sir, we are cops. We're the good guys. We are supposed to do what's right. And we have a teenager with us. Hey, if we don't do what's right, how can we expect the kids to do what's right?
I have been a golfer for 20 years, and no one has ever called me a cheater. And I'm your superior officer. I could bust you down the beat, cop, so fast it'll make your head swim.
I know, sir.
And you're still standing up to me?
Yes, sir.
I like that. We need more honest cops on the force. Cops with enough guts to tell their bosses when they're doing something wrong.
Well, thank you, sir.
Do it again and you're fired.
Yes, sir.
Laura?
Yes?
You want to talk?
I'd like that. Mom, I messed up big time. I'm so sorry I stayed out late.
You are?
Yeah. I know why you came and got me. You were worried about me, right?
Yes, I was.
It's just that when you showed up sporting those curlers, I wanted to die.
I don't blame you. It's just that it was after 1 o'clock, and I didn't know if you were still at the party or hurt somewhere. I didn't think about changing my clothes. I just wanted to know that you were all right.
Well, if I had a 16-year-old and I didn't know where she was at 1 in the morning, I probably would have done the same thing.
Laura, are you growing up?
Maybe.
I think so. Tell you what. I'll talk to your father and see how he feels about extending your curfew to 12:30.
Thanks, Ma. How about 12:45?
Don't push it.
Tonight at 8, you voted, and now we're going to play your favorite Enterprise episodes leading up to the Out of This World season finale on Star Trek Enterprise. Then at 9, it's a special encore of America's Next Top Model. Now stay tuned for Family Matters coming up next on UPN 27.